It's a crazy world out there. Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff Hicks, and welcome to my podcast. Today, we have a great show and one that I think will be very enlightening to everyone, especially those with children. Did you know that states have laws on their books governing corporal punishment? Now, we're not talking about capital punishment here. It's corporal punishment. Corporal punishment laws are those that allow parents to paddle their kids. If you break it down, it literally means punishment or discipline aimed at the body. In layman's terms, it means taking a paddle or your hand and swatting a kid's butt when he gets out of hand. As you know, most people are averse to spanking their kids. It's an old and probably outdated punishment. It's been replaced by timeout and loss of privileges. And some parents don't believe in disciplining their kids at all. As it goes, those parents avoid traditional methods and use a modern technique of punishment by indulging their kids in more fun and play. It's a reward system. It works like this. The parent tells his kid if he's good, then he will get to join all the sports teams and dancing teams he wants, get trips to McDonald's, Disneyland, have milkshakes for every meal, and the finest clothes and shoes money can buy. It's all rather spectacular. You may think I'm exaggerating here, and maybe I am, but it's not too far off the mark for a lot of parents and kids. And you have to admit, if you are a parent, you get advice from all directions on how to raise and discipline your kids. Most often, society tells us we need to give our little darlings every opportunity available to mankind in order to succeed. But some parents feel the pinch because they are worried what other people will think if they get too strict with disciplining the kids. The bottom line is, no parent wants to get arrested for putting the brakes on a kid's bad behavior by swatting his butt or telling him no, especially if you're standing in the grocery store or sitting in church. On the phone today, I've got Margaret Mahoney, who is a leading authority on the subject of corporal punishment. She and her group are literally turning the tables on the whole concept of disciplining kids, but I will let her describe her program in her own words. Thanks for being on the show, Margaret. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Tell us about this modern movement you've created in the U.S.
Yes, Jeff. I've been busy, but things are paying off. We've gotten the whole idea of spanking kids back in the public eye where it belongs. It is literally the only way to discipline kids. And Jeff, this is huge. Just yesterday, President Obama agreed to sign an executive order demanding that parents begin to start spanking kids. And that same order extends to school teachers and administrators as well.
Hold it. You're telling me that the President of the United States has signed an executive order requiring teachers and parents to begin spanking kids?
Yes, he has. He loves children, and he agrees that the only way to teach kids discipline is to beat them into submission.
This is unbelievable. So on the bright side, you're saying that parents no longer have to worry about reprisals when they spank their kids in public. And you also said that teachers also get let off the hook when they decide to spank a kid in their classroom who might be getting out of hand? Wait a minute. There's a standard attached to this action? That's a bit excessive, isn't it?
No, it isn't. Kids act innocently, but they are not. And just because a kid has done nothing obviously wrong, it is a fact that he is thinking about it. So you spank them on a regular schedule just to keep them honest. This whole program of preeminent discipline is now government mandated. And it's also supported by the leaders in child psychology. It's a wonderful plan and will correct all that's wrong with kids these days.
So this is endorsed by the leading minds in child psychology?
Yes, Jeff. Yes, it is. And I represent that proud community. We love children, and we want them to learn discipline and respect.
Okay. So you said that teachers in schools would actually be required to begin spanking kids Is that right?
Yes. As soon as they have been trained, each teacher will be required to begin beating kids. But they first must receive the mandatory 2 hours of training. There is a right way to spank a child, and proper procedures must be followed. But the bottom line is, spankings have to hurt. And I mean really hurt. But there can be no marks or bruising left behind. So training is obviously necessary. In addition...
Whoa. Hold on. So teachers will be required to learn how to paddle kids. And according to what you said, it's all about causing them pain?
Yes, that is correct. And also, each teacher will be expected to buy their own paddle and have them hanging on the wall behind their desks as a reminder to the kids of what they're going to get each day.
Each teacher has to have their own paddle?
Yes, Jeff. We have laws against child abuse. If a teacher beats a kid using the wrong kind of paddle and leaves a bruise, he could be held liable.
So where can teachers get these paddles? Are they supposed to make their own?
No. My educational group makes paddles designed to the exact specifications required by the government. They're made from 100% hickory, and they're 3 feet long, and we sell them for a bargain price.
Now, this is getting out of hand. You just described a giant wooden club, just like a baseball bat or something like that. And your company is selling these paddles? That's a conflict of interest.
No, it's not, Jeff. All the money made from the sale of paddles, minus material costs and operating and administrative costs, will be donated to education. The kids will benefit.
Okay. I'm just not buying into this whole plan. It's going to take some time for it to sink in. I just got a call from a concerned listener. Let's see what he has to say. Hello, you're on the show. It's a crazy world out there.
I got something to say to the lady. What's your name?
It's Margaret Mahoney, sir.
Whatever. Listen, lady. You lay a hand on my kids, and I will come down there and lay a hand on you. You got that? Nobody spanks my kids. I won't have it. Not now, not ever.
I understand your angst, sir. What's your name? All right, Margaret, let's be fair here. You don't even know this gentleman, and you're making accusations that are probably not true. I'm sure he loves his kids. He even said so.
Jeff, the statistics prove what I said is true. Studies show that parents who do not spank their kids just really don't love them.
You've been referring to statistics and studies here. What are your sources, Miss Mahoney? I want your sources. Who performed the studies?
Okay, Jeff. It was all done by the organization World Leaders for Whippings, a registered NGO supported by the United Nations. Do you know what an NGO is, Jeff?
Yes, I do. I have a master's degree in international relations. I've written about lots of NGOs from all over the world. The acronym stands for Non-Governmental Organization. There are literally hundreds of them operating throughout the world. You mentioned that the United Nations supports this NGO of which you speak. I want to know who chartered it.
It was Kim Jong-un, the leader of North Korea.
You've got to be kidding. He's a tyrannical murderer.
He understands discipline, Jeff. World Leaders for Whippings is very reputable and a well-funded NGO. And our president, Barack Obama, supports the United Nations and all their programs.
Don't go there, lady. Obama is the worst president this country has ever had. To know he signed the order to spank my kids. Ah, it
literally chaps my hide.
Sir, Barack Obama is a great president, and he loves children, and he is very smart.
How's that?
Well, Jeff, here's a little history. The studies show that the kids who have the worst behavior problems in the school system...
There you go again. What are your sources for this study?
The same as before. They did exhaustive studies because they love kids. Anyway, the worst kids in any society are the upper middle class and rich kids. Those are the kids that really need to be spanked and whipped.
Hold on here. You're telling me that rich kids are going to be singled out here?
Yes, Jeff, but it's not just rich kids. It's all the kids from middle class families.
That's discrimination.
No, it's not, Jeff. They're the children with the most behavioral problems in the public school system. And it's all because their parents do not love them.
Whoa. Now you can't say that. It's not fair and it's not true. So let me ask you, President Obama's kids are rich. We can stipulate that. Are you telling me they're not loved? And are they going to have their bums spanked every day? Obama's the one who signed the order.
The Obamas love their kids, but they don't count.
I don't even want to go there.
The answer is no, Jeff. Kids of government workers are exempt from this new program of love. I'm not going to sit here and listen to this bull any longer.
Actually, I'd really like to hear a legal opinion on this executive order. The question is, does it have merit and legal grounding?
I got my lawyer on the line, and he's reading the order even as we speak.
Hello, counselor. Welcome to the show. So, what is your legal opinion of this new executive order to... So, how is the government going to know whether homeschooled children are getting their allotment of beatings each week?
A new government organization has been formed and will be managed by the Department of Education. Each school district will have a group of monitors that will visit each home where homeschoolers live. If their recordings are in order, indicating that the spankings have been administered properly, there will be no problems. But if not, then the monitors will require that the parents spank their kids right there on the spot. And it better be a good spanking, too.
What happens if the parents refuse?
Then the monitors will administer the beatings themselves.
You will not be coming to my house. I will shoot anyone who comes on my porch. You've all lost your minds. I cannot stand this any longer. I'm hanging up.
That man has a hate complex. He really needs to get some help.
As legal counsel here, I've offered my legal opinion. I'll be sending my bill. That will be 500 USD.
Okay, counselor and Miss Mahoney, thank you all for coming on the show today. It's been really informative, to say the least. So, the kids have something to look forward to after their happy and fun-filled holiday season. Let the beatings begin. Thanks, everyone, for listening to my podcast. It's a crazy world out there.